3. The devil slipped the leash in a small, nobody-gives-a-fuck town in western Pennsylvania. The devil's name was Lucifer 113, one of those old Cold War bioweapons people created to kill everyone if their side lost, a doomsday weapon. People, as I've said way too many times, are assholes. Not all of them, but enough of them. Especially the kind of entitled asshole who thinks the world is his bitch, and because he's a jealous, childish, and petty asshole, he'd rather burn it down than let anyone share. Maybe I'm mixing a metaphor. Don't know. Don't care. Military intel divisions, especially spec ops teams, are always calm, cool, and collected. There could be missiles inbound, and they'd sound like they were giving color commentary on a golf match. That wasn't what we were hearing on the military channels. What we heard were screams and weeping and prayers. The story came out broken and jagged, and it left us bleeding. Dr. Hermann Volker had been a young and brilliant bioweapons developer in the last few years of the Soviet Union. Some CIA spooks cultivated him as an asset, turned him, and eventually brought him to the U.S., to help us develop a response to the weapons he'd helped create. That weapon, Lucifer, was based on parasites rather than something as fragile as a virus. These parasites were the ones you sometimes saw in internet news stories called zombie wasps or zombie ants. Volker and his team found a way to use them to create a real motherfucker of a bioweapon that rewired the human brain so that higher reasoning was gone and a lot of what they considered less important body functions were allowed to go idle. At the same time, the parasites drove the hosts to spread their larvae through bites, and the weapon supported this by amping up aggression. Yeah. Process that for a moment. In the decades since the Cold War ended, maniacs like Volker were semi-retired. A lot of them were given jobs in R&D projects tied to DARPA or in corporations doing government contract work. There was always supervision, so they didn't do anything hinky, which is like saying condoms are 100% effective. So, Volker said he wanted to stay active and asked for a job as a doctor in a supermax prison. Sew up some tough guys after yard brawls and maybe do some quiet research on the side with test subjects who wouldn't complain a whole lot. Wasn't supposed to be working on anything within a million miles of Lucifer. What his handler failed to grasp was that Volker had history, apart from his work, with the Soviet bioweapons lab. Family members of his had been torn apart by a serial killer, and that left him scarred. Or maybe warped is a better word. His hatred of those kinds of predators was the fuel that fired his engines, but also consumed his humanity. When a particularly vicious serial murder came up for lethal injection, Volker decided to get a little of his own brand of revenge. He replaced the usual chemical cocktail with a brand new version of the one he'd helped develop. Lucifer 113. His plan? He wanted the killer to go into the ground and then reanimate inside his coffin, awake, aware, connected to all five senses, but totally unable to control his body. He would lie there, feeling himself rot, kept alive by the parasites that fed on him with infinite slowness. Problem was that an ant nobody knew about filed papers to claim his body after the execution and had it transported to her hometown for burial on family land. In the mortuary of that little town, the killer woke up. He woke up hungry, too. That's how it started. A big-ass supercell storm hitting the area was how containment failed. People fleeing the area in cars, trains, on foot, and on planes was how it spread. Now, it was everywhere. We sat on the plane and watched the end.